turn this over to Alfonso now. He's been our administrator since 2012. Many of us have known him before he was the administrator. He was our translator for a number of years when we went to Honduras, and so we enjoyed the opportunity to get to know him and to get to know him a lot better. So we just didn't hire somebody we didn't know. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. He was a known quantity that we were comfortable with, and I'll say this, before we hired him, we met with all the church leaders, all the congregations in Trujillo, and we said, here's what we need. We need somebody who's a member of the church who can do these sort of things, and it was unanimous that he was the person that they recommended. So at that point in time, he was a law student, and we asked him if he would drop out of school and come be our administrator right then, and he did. And so he helped us jump into the fire with a new one, and every time he'd call me and say, I've got more good news for you. And it wasn't the good news that I was hoping for. So I'm going to let him talk. And Alfonso, this is, if you'll just point it right there. All right. That'll change the slide on the screen if you want to change the slide. He may just start talking, never forget about this. Remember the slides.
Good evening, everyone. When Jack says that I dropped school to become the administrator of the Christian school, it's not that I didn't want it, but God twisted my arm. And Jack knows that what I'm saying, right, Jack? And since then, I knew that that was the reason why I was at the Christian school. Jack told me that today I was going to talk about the Christian school, but I was keep telling him, I want to preach. And he says, yeah, but talk about the Christian school. And I says, I want to preach. So I will preach first, right? And I was telling him, and he says, and what you're going to preach about? I says, I'm going to sell three things that you have it. We don't have it in Honduras, but you have it. So you got more experience than me, but I'm so brave that I will talk about those three things. One, it's a life insurance, right? Do you guys have some? Yes. Health insurance? Yes. And car insurance, right? So, and I heard that for you to have a car, you need to have a car insurance. Because if you're driving, if accidentally you don't push your brake, if you hit another car, you know, your insurance will pay for that person. Is that right? Usually, some people in Honduras will open the door and run away. We don't have car insurance. And then Jack, when he rented a car, he got car insurance because it's rented, and then he have to pay for that car insurance. But I have a car, and I don't have a car insurance, right? And then, you know, and nothing has been happening. I have a car since, since 4 years, and I'm here. I have never let my car run away, so I'm fine. Health insurance. You know, there are some people in Honduras that can have access to health insurance. Most of us, we don't. And I'm part of that group that we don't have health insurance. If we get sick, if we have money, you know, we can go to the doctor. But if we don't have, we just stay home. Life insurance. I know there are some people that have life insurance because they want to, you know, to leave a future for their families when they are not here, right? Each insurance, you have to pay for it, right? It's not for free. And you have to be paying monthly, right? And then if your life insurance, if you are not paying your life insurance and you die, it's worth nothing, right? Because they are not going to give a penny to your family. Now, there's an insurance that everybody should have, and it's for free, right? There was an Argentinian guy that says that we need money, and we buy many things with money, but the expensive things, we can't buy it with money. Life, health, family, neighbors, siblings, even sometimes we fight with them, but God gave those for us for free. And then the rest of it. You buy your house with money, your car, properties or anything, whatever, food, whatever. You buy it with money. But the things that really matters in life, they're for free. And there is a insurance that is for free. Have you signed up that yet? God says, you can have whatever you want in this earth. But if you don't give your life to the Lord, that is the important insurance. That's why in Honduras, I don't have a car insurance. Fine, no problem. I don't have a life insurance. I don't have any kids. I'm not married. That's okay. And I don't have a health insurance. I will to have, but I can't. That's fine. But with God, I have already signed. And believe me, that when that time come, my insurance will be okay. And I will be okay. And then my insurance is not the one that after I die, my kids will enjoy it. No, I'm not doing it for my kids. I'm doing it for me. Because it's what it matters. And I'm not being selfish. Really, I'm not being selfish. But God says that each person needs to be responsible. Right? So the question is tonight, before I talk about the Christian school, that it's important. But I wanted to say this. How's your eternal life insurance? Have you signed it yet? Right? And that's the question. And don't answer to me. Answer to yourself. Because you are responsible of one person. And it's you. No one else. Your kids, whatever you do to your kid, food and everything, you do it with money. That's cheap. Your soul and your relationship with God, that's only with you. Teach your kids to sign up that insurance with God and keep that way. You know, with money, like I said, sometimes we do wonderful things with money. And one of those wonderful things we do with money is to sponsor childs at the Christian school. Once that you get that in your head that God is in charge, and then, you know, you have a deal with the wonderful God that controls everything, you know that everything will be okay. Hakuna Matata. Relax. When that happens, you know, you see, you forget about yourself and the things that you have and the things you want for you, and you start to see the others. Because now you put your needs in God's hand. He take care of those needs. And then so you look at places like the Christian school and you see more of those kids that they need that even, and it's important, they don't, by now, they don't need that insurance. Imagine that. They don't need to sign up that insurance with God. Remember what Jesus told to the disciples when the disciples want to stop the kids coming to him? Remember? Can anybody remember me that? Because the kingdom of heaven is for who? For them. We have to sign up. And we have to do it. There's no way, all the way to get there. And Jesus, he is the way. Now, after we talk about that, that was the thing I want to say. And it was in my heart and I want to say it. And then there's one thing I learned. That, you know, freedom of speech. Sometimes we can say whatever we say. And then the good thing about freedom of speech is that if you want to say something and it's good, say it, right? And then so that's what I did. I feel that I want to say it. That was the last thing I want, you know, I want to say it in front of you before I get back to Honduras. I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to make it. And that will be that thing that you will remember. You will say, hey, Alfonso told us about this. Right? And then so that's what I had in my heart, and then, you know, put it in my mouth, and I'm telling it to you. Now, I will talk about the Christian school. I think many of you have heard about the Christian school and what we're doing. One of the things is in 1992, I born in 1983. I know you are not asking, but just to put you in place. I born in 1983. And when the Christian school started in 1982, I was supposed to be in second grade. So I was too older to be at the Christian school, and they started with kindergarten. So, you know, I couldn't do it. Since then, when the school started, school brought what the public school cannot give to the kids in our city, because there are some people that can't afford to send their kids to school. I was telling Jack that one of the neighborhoods that got more problems, we call it risky neighborhoods. That's how the government call it. You know, risky, not because it's so violent, it's because the kids didn't have the chance to go to school. So that means that when those kids grow up, they will have to find a way to make a living. If they have not been to school, guess how they will survive? They will have to do things that later they will regret. So when the people, when the members of the church came down to Trujillo and look in the city, guess where they go? Guess what neighborhood they choose? The risky one. And since 1992 until now, the neighborhood where the Christian school is, it's one of the most relaxed neighborhoods. Right, Jack? Yeah, you know, it's relaxed. Things are okay. Because you see the darkness in the city, and you put a light right there where it's dark. So the light will spread from there to the rest of the city. And now we have other neighborhoods that were not risky, and now they are. And the school is paying for transportation for 6 kids that are far away. And when we give the report to the government about the school, they point us the neighborhoods, you know, the risky, the 3 risky neighborhoods in the city, and they ask us if we were supporting, if we have kids from those neighborhoods, and we say, yeah. Buenos Aires, where the school is now, it was that way. We are reaching those, but we started from there, and we are getting there. And they says, good, because the work that you're doing, it's good, and it's good that you are pointed to that direction where it's needed. So the school, the Trujillo Christian School, started in 1992. I'm the administrator. I'm the face of the school. That's what Jack says. So, you know, before I came here, I have a little hair over here, so I shave it, you know, to look better because I'm the face of the Christian school. And over there at the men's retreat, we were only men and whatnot. And I don't know if I preach. I think it was a lesson. I don't know how you consider, but, you know, and then we went to the river, and the Lord always surprised us. And there were 2 brothers that came to God's feet, and that was great. You know, it was, I think, I don't know if that happened, but I felt good because I witnessed that. You know, not every day. When that happened, there's a party up in heaven, and I know that. So anyway, talking about Honduras, those that have not been to Honduras, the whole continent, it's named America, all the way from U.S., that is up north, Alaska, to South America. I think it's Ecuador, the last one, or Chile, I don't know, one of those. So right in the middle, there's 5-7 countries, and that's called Central America. Right in the middle. And right in the middle of those 7 countries, there's a place named Honduras. So we are in the middle of America, Central America, and Honduras is in the middle of Central America. And there you go. That's Honduras. Exactly where the arrow is where Trujillo. We are right in the coast, and, you know, we have beautiful mountains, rivers, and the beach that everybody likes it, you know, to relax. Trujillo, it's a tourist city. We got 46,000 citizens. It's not that big, but there's a lot of needs. The city have a lot of needs, but in education, the school, it's been making the difference. And we have many kids that since 1992 have the chance to study in our school, and you will be surprised that now they are they are members of the families, parents, and then, you know, you go to this, to Trujillo, and you ask for the Christian school, and you will hear wonderful things, because everybody knows about the Christian school. Everybody knows what the Christian school is doing. So it's about 1/3 of the size of Georgia state. I have never been in all the state, but just thinking about this, I says, wow, Honduras is pretty small. You know, and then if you have around 50 of this, this country is big. I have some friends in Trujillo that, in fact, I was telling Jack that they says, Alfonso, you're going to the U.S. Yeah, I'm going to the U.S. I had a friend in New York. If you see him, tell him I say hello. I'm like, New York, that's far away, you know. And then because in Honduras, our country is so small that we think that everybody knows everybody here. But it's not that way. The population in the 2016 was 9,112,000 people. You know, we are growing slow, but there we're going. We gained our independence in 1821. Central America was a mess. And this is one of the things that back then there were only five countries. Panama and Belize became countries later on. So during this time, each country have their civil war. Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. Honduras didn't have one. And we don't have one. So, you know, I was talking with Jack about that, about the Civil War here. And then he says, yeah, you know, we have some places where the soldiers fight, the one from the south, from the north, and whatnot. And I says, we don't have the history of war because we haven't had it. Others fight for us. Our independence war, it was not a war. We were relaxed. The other ones were fighting. Guatemala was fighting. El Salvador was fighting, and we were relaxed. So we gained it in 1821. And then since then, and the reason we didn't go to war is because the military were controlling the whole country. And that's why we didn't go to war. And they didn't want to fight each other. So they were fine. So until 1982, we have a free elections. They says in 1963, and before, we have one or two elected governments. And then the militaries, you know, they control the country. So in 82, we have a free elections, and we have our first president, and it's easy. And I was telling Jack this, that when we talk about the presidents, because he's 82, I born in 83. Those that know me knows that I learned English by watching the History Channel. So I know a whole lot about history. And Honduran history, that's easy for me. I can count with my fingers. I says, President so-and-so, since 82 through 86. And I was doing it with Jack, and I was telling him, yeah, it was so-and-so. And so-and-so from 86 to 90. And then because it's 82, I think you guys were, some of you maybe remember that year. Anyway, we have six languages that we spoke, different groups of people in different areas, and we speak Spanish. We speak Spanish, and that's our common language because it's what we inherit from the Spaniards. Our main religion, according to what they says, is the Catholic Church, but it's not. You know, we have, I can say, 40 Catholic and 60 non-Catholic. And there we go. You know, it's because in the end, Catholic Church is going with the government, and then, you know, and there are some barriers that most of the people cannot break. So anyway, but there's people that still. This is our flag. You see, we have blue up and down and white in the middle, and that means both of the oceans, the Atlantic and the Pacific, and in the middle is peace, because we are during the Independence War, we were peace. So peace is our word. And white, it was our color. And we have five stars. And the reason that we have five stars is because we were five countries in Central America. Later on, Panama and Belize become part of Central American countries. And then I can tell you that story, but another time. This is a girl from our, we have a kindergarten. We have from K-4. Kinder, and then we have from first grade to sixth grade. Now, we celebrate our independence. We do some kind of celebration, and then in eight. So as you see, there is the symbol of our school, and it says, "Teach the kids in his way." That's our word. That's our way of teaching. We teach our kids in the way that they will know the Lord. And when they grow up, they will not change the trail. So, and you see the Bible, Proverbs 22:6. and you know what it says. So basically, that was in the parade. We have to the left with the Panamanian flag, a friend that I think Larry knows. She's cute. When I came here, she heard that I was coming, and I guess she can't pronunciate it or she doesn't know, but she says, "Are you going to see my gringo friend?" I tell him hi, you know, and I know who that gringo friend is, and he's Larry. So they have, in our celebration of our independence with teacher kids, now we are, you know, in, we have free elections, and then if we teach our kids that that's how it should be, you know, democracy, and then so we teach them that our country should be the way that it is now. School support. I think you know that church, the West Metro Church of Christ, right? Do you know that one? Okay. To support a child is $50 per month. This information, I think, and Jack is the one that controls this information because I'm just the administrator in Honduras. And then, you know, I just ask for money, and then, you know, and he send it. And I don't know how he collected. So when I see all this information, I'm like, it's a hard work that you do here. You know, I thought that it was a hard work for me to handle 163 kids, you know, in school. But, you know, getting money in these times, it's pretty hard. Even that money, you know, you buy cheap things. But in this case, you can buy cheap things to show wonderful things, the love that God has given us, you know, show us. So basically, $15 per month, this provides teachers, uniforms, books, staff, utility, and other costs. And those other costs is my salary and my trip to here. So, you know, those that been supporting a child in the Christian school, thank you. And those who are thinking to sponsor, thank you. And because of your money, I'm here talking to you. A mission team goes each summer to help build and maintain the facility. That's truth. You know, it's only that year we paint, we build, rebuild, and whatnot. So we're happy when we get the group there. And the Billets, I think they're here, says something about them. And Coach Brown have been in that team. I think this was a presentation that we show in one school here. And then so just with referring to people from this congregation that has been to Honduras. And I know that there's a lot of people that has been there, and there are many faces that I know. Sadly, I don't remember the name because it's easy to remember my name. I'm just one guy. Well, there's another people that speak English now. But, you know, and then for me, it's like for us, Latinos. I think that for you, Latinos are Mexicans. For us, Asians are Chinese. And then so we says, you know, the white people, all of them look the same. But it's not true. And the kids really enjoy it. If they hug you, if they don't know you, they will hug someone else thinking it's the same person. And they're so lovely. Yeah. Except if you have a relationship like Larry, you know, even that this little girl maybe doesn't know how to pronounce his name, but knows his beard, so she won't get confused. We have a picture of the team. I think, do you know some people there? Can you see it? How many people do we have? 42, Jack? 49, almost 50. Jack, really, he is good. You know, he did a great job, and he's been doing a great job coordinating all of this. You know, every single thing. When he comes to Trujillo, I move to his hotel, and it's good to be there. You know, air conditioning and good food. You know, and then but he's always working, coordinating, and everything. You know, all of this work pretty good. Okay, this is our classrooms. Like I was saying, we have from pre-K to sixth grade. This is how our classrooms look like. Everything that the kids got there, the school provided. The uniform, the skirt for the girls, the pants for the boys, socks, shoes, books, and whatever they are sitting on desk, everything. So the money of the sponsorship, it goes there. and everything you see in the building, and it's painted because some of the hands of the people that have been visiting us are the ones that paint. So when they come back, they remember some of them have still some green paints. It's what we've been using. And now I think we're painting white inside, so they were whiter than they are, even that they were tan. We have, this is second grade. The girl that you see riding to the left, she had a heart problem because she is a special need girl. And then she was not accepted even that if her mother buy the uniform and the other things in the public school. Because it's hard for the government to give education. And then even it is for a special need child. And then so she is now in second grade and she is doing good. And believe me, the lady, the mother of this girl, is so grateful. And every time that she comes, I says, don't be grateful with me. Be grateful with the Lord. Because there's people that you don't know that are paying for your girl's education. And, you know, and that's what it is. He's up there. You know, I know that if the sponsors come, I will tell you, okay, this is the person, the instrument that God is using. But God is behind all of this. So he is. And we have fourth grade. What you have there, the lady there is the teacher. We have a uniform too for the teachers, one every day. They wanted in the beginning, you know, and then they were asking. Now it's a requirement. And they're like, yeah, but it's a uniform. You want a uniform? There you go. You have a uniform. Fifth grade and kids working. This is the other uniforms that we have, the PE uniform. As you see, the T-shirts and the pants. And they're working. Soccer, I was telling Jack the first time I met Jack, I remember we were talking about sports, and I says, we got three sports in Honduras. Really? Yeah, we have soccer, soccer, and soccer, and nothing else. You know, and it's easy for us to play it because we just need a plastic, any ball, and we just kick her around, and we are playing, and that's what it needed. And then, sadly, yesterday, your national selection was out of the World Cup. I know that it doesn't mean anything for some of you, but for soccer fans, that's hard. Even the guy that it was in TV, you know, and he was choking, and he says, we're out since 1986. Yeah, I think it was since 1986. The U.S. has been going to the World Cup every 4 years, but it's not there this year. Honduras is going to the playoff. We hope we made it. So anyway, for us, it means a lot. You know, there was one kid in our school many years ago, and then I didn't know him. I knew his brother because he was just a kid. He was tall and skinny kid in the school where I went. And then, but later on, he became a professional soccer player. His name is Eddie Hernandez. So Eddie became, you know, famous from Trujillo, and he played in the national selection. He scored yesterday, and his brother, he worked for us. He is a computer teacher in our school, and I didn't know that until, you know, Eddie showed me some pictures of his brother, and then I says, hey, you have a picture with Eddie? He says, yeah. Hey, you have another picture with Eddie? And then I didn't realize that Richard, that's his name, Richard is Hernandez, and Eddie is Hernandez. So he said, yeah, he's my brother. I said, oh, really? So he scored yesterday, and he sent me a text, and he says, you see, I think we're going to make it to the World Cup because it means a lot. You know, soccer means a lot for us. And then I was like, great. And you know who scored? I say, I don't know. Eddie scored. All right. Great. I hope he do it when we go to the playoff. So soccer means a lot for us. And same thing for the kids. You see that when they have their time off, they go to play. And that's what they do. And girls, you know, that are more interested on friendships and other things. So we have a girl that I think you know it. Do you know that girl? I don't know what she was showing to them, but do you see they were enjoying what they saw there. I don't know what it was, honestly. I think they were pictures or I don't know, but they were happy. And then I was saying something about this kid, you know, hyperactivity. That's what he got. When he came to first grade, One of our teachers, they get prepared pretty well because we have to be competitive. Our school, and Jack gets surprised every time because every time that we have contests in the city, math, we win. Spanish, we win. Soccer, we win. Anything, any contest. So now they are thinking twice to invite us. They have a, painting, contest. Remember that I sent you the pictures, Jack? And then we have a little girl from third grade that beat everyone in the Trujillo district. Because, and that's the result of having the best teachers, you know, teaching those kids, because the kids, they are like sponge. Whatever you put there, you know, they will get it. So anyway, when this boy came to first grade, one of the teachers said, this boy needs to see a doctor because, you know, he's hyperactive and he's not paying attention. And then, you know, it's needed. So the normal proceeding is the teacher goes to the principal and the principal look at the kid and whatnot and say, okay. So when we talk to the mother, and in Trujillo, there's two things, right, to get service on time. You need to have friends or have money to pay. So, but this girl, she have friends. No, she had a friend that is a psychologist that can help on that. And I have a friend who is a doctor that can help. You know, it's just to take the kid. But she didn't want to accept it. She says, no, my kid is not crazy. He doesn't need, you know, a doctor or whatnot. And sadly took it away in first grade and took it to other school. Now he's in third grade. And then in the public school, he made it fine, but he didn't know how to read and write. Right, and then so she brought her back to us and almost begging and says, can you please take my child? I took it to a doctor already and the doctor was sure. And it says that he needed help. And then I know I took it out. Can I put it back? I remember that the principal says, you know what God does if you sin? And she says, forgive? She says, yeah, this school belongs to God. Who am I to not let you bring your kid in? I have done so many things that I'm not proud of it. So come on, bring it in. Now, you know, he is hyper, but he's learning, and he's good. And I don't know who took the picture, but he's like that. You go there, and he will come to you, and, you know, he will shake your hands, and even he doesn't care if you speak Spanish or not. He will talk to you. Say, hey, how you doing? How, you know, and he is a friendly guy. And then, but now he's learning. And then, and that's one of the things we're giving respond to cases like that, where you know that in the other school they are not. We have I think you know those two kids. Mm-hmm. We have a celebration there. We have a festival day, and we have piñatas. Do you know piñatas? We call the same in Spanish, but with the Spanish accent, that it goes like piñatas. So we have piñatas. And then, you know, the other kids were having fun, and then they like to hang around with the North Americans because somehow they, you know, they see that these people, one is that even that they are working, they stop what they are doing, and they come and, you know, have fun with them. So the kids love that. So, you know, you can have the chance to take pictures. And we have girls like this one. Pictures like this. Beautiful kids. And then the festival day that I think that the Billups can explain you more because most of the time we are just running and doing things. This year, I even didn't saw the piñata when they broke it down and everything because we're always doing something with Jack. And then, so I think, and I say that because I saw even the Grays too, because I saw Ricky's son over there. I don't know what he was handing. He's not here? Are you here? What you were doing there? Candies? Yeah, handing out candies. They love, obviously, you know, even that they lose their teeth, but they don't care. They smile. If you have a camera in front of you, what do? You smile. And then, you know, friends, always that playing. And kids got this, and then I just remember what God says, you know, that if I want to enter the kingdom of heaven, I have to behave like a child or be a child. And then, you know, and that's what it is. They have fun. They have fun. They have friends. And I think you know that family. Who's that girl, Larry? That was the girl that they sponsor. And they took a picture, and then you see the whole family there. And then it's pretty interesting when Larry come, talking about Larry. It's because there are some other families too. But I asked him, I says, who is at your home? And I remember that he showed me his phone, and he said, oh, look at my dogs. So I said, okay, only his dogs. They're by themselves. Because the whole family is in Honduras. You know, they give out their time and money because it's not, you know, you have to pay money to go there. And then that's great. So thank you. Thank you for your family and the other families that do, you know, we have more than one family that do that, that comes and then and surprise us. This is recess time. I don't know if you see the one to the right, the little one with his glasses. They were in maize. Last year, I don't know whose idea was. Maria. You know, we hand out glasses, and they didn't want to take them out, okay, because they feel cool. And some of them, I don't know how they make their parents to buy them glasses. And you see that case, you know, he got his glasses. You know, he doesn't put them on, and he always had it up here. But he got glasses. He's cool. And then, so what we have is recess time. You see that the teacher has, and I think some of you who came to Honduras for the first time and saw something in a plastic bag were surprised. But the answer of that is that we're not going to pay for a plastic bottle that we're not going to eat. Right? Water, if we buy water in a plastic bottle, it will cost 16 lamps. 16 or 20, right, Jack? Let's say 20. And then, but if you buy a bag of water, it will cost 3, right? Because it's only water, and you don't pay for the plastic. So, you know, we use plastic bags. And then what she have, I think, is orange juice. And have a baleada. Baleada is a flour tortilla with refried beans and white cheese and sometimes eggs. We just fold it, and there you go. That's your baleada. That's our fast food, in Honduran fast food. And then, and everybody loves that. I'm not even going to say it anything. But that's how they look like when the group leave. 1 week, it's not enough, right? So that's, you know, that is what you mean for those kids. I was telling Jack that the first time in 2012 when I came as the administrator to the Christian school, one time I was invited to a birthday party, you know, with piñata. And sometimes if we don't have candies, we put sugar cane inside the piñata. So that's why the kids love the Christian school piñatas when the North Americans come, because they know that there are going to be candies over there. But if we go to order, you know, there's going to be sugar cane or something else. Anyway, so I was the headmaster of the Christian school, and then, you know, I was sitting there. I was standing there drinking and talking, and I saw some kids coming. They came with the school uniform. And then, so I asked the teacher, you know, I said, hey, come here. Why you didn't tell those kids not to come with the school uniform? And she moved her head like this. That's the best clothes they have. I was like, no, you have to be kidding me. Yes, that's the best shoes and their best clothes. So the kids, they like to come to the school because they have, not all of them, but the ones that cannot afford it, they have something to eat, something to drink, and they have a uniform. And they know that God used these people that comes in once a year, that God is using us. Because there's one thing we make it clear to our kids. God, who owns everything, he have kids like you kids, who are God's kids. And those kids got a little bit more than you. And God used them to share with you. So the North Americans that comes, it's truth that they put the money, but they share it. But in the end, the money that they're giving is to God. So God is using them as instruments. And the kids know. And the kids are so happy because we tell them, the people that comes here, they could have stayed at their country and have fun and go to a lake and fish and do, I don't know. But they are coming here to give us this time, to offer us this time. And then, you know, when the group leaves, sometimes they do this. They think, you know. We got some projects, sponsored projects. I don't know how that goes. That was being sent to the sponsors?
No, that's what the teacher was teaching, the hand embroidery.
Oh.
Second graders had to do that.
It
was amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and then after recess, you saw the little girl with the juice and I think it was a pastelito. That's what we give in, if you see the other, no, it's a donut. Because the other kid have the same. So you see, these two exactly, they don't have enough money to buy food. So the school give them that. So basically, they are about to go to recess, and then they go first because they don't have money. So they're the ones, because if we run out of food, they cannot go outside the school to buy something because they don't have any money. So they go first. And then, so that's the reason. And you see the other girl is like, you know, I have money, but I'm not eating yet because I don't have a permission to go eat. And then, so basically that's what we give them every day, just to those that cannot afford it. Because there are some kids that got 5 lambs, 10 lambs, and they can go in the school to buy that or buy something else. But that's one of the things. It's close to recess. They go first. And, you know, kids being kids, the group took sandals, right? And then if you see, this one have his shoes in his hands. Do you see it? Yeah, you know, maybe was telling the other one, you will see how my sandals look like. But all of them look the same. So, you know, but he didn't know that. And we have Jairo, the one in the little car. He can't walk. It was the same thing when he was in first grade. None of the school wanted to accept him. And we did. And there you go. He is in fourth grade now. And he's doing good. We have ramps in the school. We still have to build, I think, one, right, Jack? Right in the back where the pillar is. We're still in the process of making ramps for him to move around. We thought that in the beginning he was going to have a problem because he can walk, he can play soccer and whatnot. But he's smart. And then he plays soccer with his hands, but he does, like basketball. But, you know, that's how, because everybody is what we play. So he is pretty sharp. We have in a contest, Spanish contest, he was the second in the whole district. Another boy was the number one from our school, so we have two. And he was in one of those. And then that they were saying, wow, he's good. And then, you know, we give him a chance. And then those that sponsored the school gave him the chance. The kindergartens, they love to color it. And then nothing to say, just to look at the pictures. The outdoor class, that's kindergarten, right? Is the, who's that? Do you know who that lady is? I thought was Cheney. Anyway, I was gonna ask her because I don't know what she was doing. Maybe she was just teaching. Oh, okay. So that was kindergarten. That's yeah. There's you. Yeah, but you're standing there.
Yeah, I'm in the background.
Yeah, you were working too. Some girls take picture with some girls. They're the two twins. The one to the left who is showing her teeth, and the other one to the right with the teddy bear, they're sisters. They're twins. They are in sixth grade, and I think Maria sponsored one of them, both of them. And she feels lucky and proud every March when Maria comes, because they know that Maria is their sponsor, and she is the one that brings gifts to all the school. So they're like, okay, my sponsor is sharing with all of you. Okay? Girls, you know, girls. So, but it's good. It's good. We have some other projects. They were starting a new home. Is anybody here that he was working there? Walter? No, Walter's not here.
That was Williams.
Williams Group. They were starting. You see, it looked like a desert. And I think it was hot.
It felt like a desert.
And it felt like a desert. Yeah, you know, I was...
No shade.
Yeah, I was work. I don't know. I didn't have the chance to go there. I was just working with Jack in the air conditioning truck. You know, building walls. That's all the work. And you see, it's hard to see a North American as a construction worker in Honduras. But you see that one, and he's doing good. That's Josh? Yeah, you can see. In Honduras, he's known as Pelón, that have no hair. And then it seems like the Pelón Club is good, good to work, you know, to do physical work. Ricky, Josh.
That looks like Ricky right there.
Yeah, that's Ricky. Yeah. And then, you know, so in all the projects, if you don't have a Pelón in your team, you better look for one. They're good. And then that's Larry's, you know, making bookshelves for each classroom because we bought books for each classroom. And then painting. And I know that there are some people here that paint. And
Stacy.
And as you see, you know, it's he's not begging, he's ordering. It's, the bottom of our uniform is green, but the top is white, so we don't want the top to be green. So move away. And that was the last one. All right. So basically, the Trujillo Christian School, this is what it is. Like I said in the beginning, when I said in the beginning, God twisted my arm, you know, to be in that place. Just for surviving, I went to the electrical school. I'm an electrician. I learned how to work in cars, car mechanic, and then as a translator sometimes. And I went to the sailor school, but I never went in a ship. Working in school, it was not in my mind. But God worked that out. Sometimes we plan, but God is the one that decides what we're going to be doing. And it was pretty serious when God twisted my arm. And when I say that, literally, that happened. I was in law school. I lost my money that I have for the period, and I didn't have a job, and I didn't have nothing. I was broken. I was eating one time a day. Basically, you know, sometimes when things like that happen to us, and we're like, you know, why these happen? And I was asking God, you know, weeping, and says, why these things happen to me? I'm a good guy. You know, I'm your son. But I didn't know he was preparing me for something. And then at the meantime, I didn't know that it was Jack's fault. He was praying to God. He was saying, God, we need someone for that position. And, you know, and I was in the other end, and I was losing everything. And I was like, come on, God. And I was praying, and I was saying, why? You are not paying attention to what I'm saying. But he was paying attention to what God, what Jack was saying. And then so I was moved to the school. Someone asked me, I'm going to, next year, I hope I will graduate it to become an attorney. And then someone was telling me, you're going to leave the school? I says, no, because my heart, it's in it. I'm going to have my law office. I will work in the afternoon because I work in the morning in the school. And then I was a street kid. And then some of those kids, their parents know me. And they know who I am. And then talking to me, it was one kid I remember that he got out of trouble with another one. So I said, okay, tomorrow I'm going to call your parents. And then, you know, and one of those kids, when this guy walked in, you know, he was like this because he was his dad coming. And he said, hey, Alfonso, how you doing? And, you know, it's a long time ago no seeing you. And then so the kid looked at me like, and I says, and he says, so what was going on? Let's go talk in my office. So after we talk and then he left, he says, do you know my father? I says, yes, I know him. He said, good. You know, he's hard. Do you tell him that I'm good kid? I says, yeah, you're a good kid. So, you know, those kids, their parents know me. And they know from where I am and what God has done for me and done to me. And I know that some people are being helped by this. And the kids are some of those. And so that's why I decide that, you know, and that's what I feel my heart is there. And the school is doing a great job. And I'm just part of it. I'm just an instrument, like the ones that are sponsored to school. And don't feel that I'm telling you or making you small. I'm saying that God is over everything, you know, over you, over the school, over me. We are just instrument. So basically here, if we want to give thanks to someone, let's do it to God. Every day, every morning when I wake up, I says, God, I want to be closer and closer to you, but I want to show the love that you have shown me, because I'm a witness of that, and I know that each of you. So thanks for listening what I'm saying. I hope you don't get boring. And then this is True Here Christian School. Whatever question you have, here's the man. Thank you.